We just learned about the release of a big report on methane emissions, and it was described as a 300-page document, not meant to be necessarily a directive, but as a to be used as a resource for state regulators as they start drafting the rules that are aimed at reducing methane emissions. And there's actually an opportunity for citizens to take part in that process in one way. What can you tell us about that?
So the Methane Advisory Panel, also known as MAP, is a group of about 27 stakeholders. Now, their draft report was just released, and there is an invitation to the public to review it and to comment on the proposed emissions regulations through February 20th of the incoming year. Adrienne Sandoval, who is MNERD's Oil Conservation Division Director, and Sandra Eli, who is with the New Mexico Environment Protection Division, released a statement that basically asks everyone within the state of New Mexico to submit their comments on the draft report. They can do so by emailing nm.methanestrategy@state.nm.us or send mailed comments to 1190 St. Francis Drive in Santa Fe, New Mexico. These comments will be gathered as part of the advisory panel's work to advise the state administration on how to handle methane emissions in the state of New Mexico.
We're wrapping up 2019. In the holiday season. And sadly, during the holidays, we see a spike in domestic violence incidents. You've got an upcoming piece. Tell us more.
Alamogordo Daily News reporter Christina Carrion is actually pursuing the story now, where we are looking at what happens in domestic violence situations in Otero County, in Alamogordo, what those numbers look like on a yearly basis for reports and actual incidences. But there's also a point to be made to the community, talking about proven solutions for addressing and preventing domestic violence across the board. Now, there was a op-ed released by Pam Wiseman, who's the executive director of New Mexico's Coalition Against Domestic Violence, in which she states that violent case dismissals for domestic violence incidences is approximately 80%. So we have some work to do as community members to address this issue.
Well, we talk about ways to cope with our anger and frustrations as a way to curb domestic violence. And there's actually a project out that direction by CAPT Inc. that aims to help people do that a little bit. Tell us about the Labyrinth.
Inc. has been working on creating this larger labyrinth to help all community members find a way to deal with stress in their life, to decompress. We all have those moments, of course. Now, they just recently held a candlelight vigil to dedicate a completed portion of the Trinity Turtle Healing Labyrinth Park, which is between Alamogordo and Tularosa. Their work is ongoing. The director of that organization said they still have about $200,000 to $350,000 left to raise to complete that project.
And finally, let's end on a happy note for an Alamogordo basketball team with the end of the Kiwanis Invitational.
So we'd like to give our congratulations to both the girls and the boys basketball teams. Go Lady Tigers, go Tigers. The Lady Tigers took second place in the girls division, and the Alamogordo Tigers took first in the boys division. So congratulations to them. They did an excellent showing at an invitational which featured about 16 teams and 200 athletes altogether.
It brings a sense of excitement and fun to town, doesn't it, for the weekend?
Really does. I do, and I encourage the public to go out and catch a game and show their support.
All right. Thank you very much, Jessica. Happy New Year.
Oh, to you too.